Gemara and Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Yeah. No yeshiva to my mind. Yeah. In the Gemara Shabbos on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes the member of the Amoraim. Right in the middle of the Yom. Amar Abchiyah Barashi, Amar Rab. Hamadlik Ner Shal Chanukah, Sarach Levarach. That one who lights Chanukah candles has to say a bracha, because we have a klal, Kol HaMitzvahs Kula, Mevarach Aleim, Oiv Alas Yotza. As a general klal, whenever you perform a Maisa Mitzvah, you're supposed to say the bracha before. That klal in the Gemara, Kol HaMitzvahs Kula, the original klal, in the Gemara in Psochem, Adab Zayin, Omer Aleph, really applies to Mitzvahs Deraisa. But it applies also to mitzvahs derabbanan as a machlokes in the Gemara in Sukkah regarding sitting in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Lo'aretz, or regarding the Gemara has a machlokes whether you say a bracha or not, because the Yontif Shemesh Al Gol is only derabbanan. The Gemara has a shaila, what about regarding saying a bracha on the Tilas Lulav Kol Shiva? Lulav is only deraisa on the first day, and Migdosh is deraisa to shake a lulav all 7 days. And Rabbi Yechman Zaka made a takoni after the churban by Sheni to shake the lulav every day. Zecher l'churban. So the Gemara has the shaila there also, whether you say bracha on a mitzvah derabbanan. See, the Gemara also has, we paskin that you say bracha on a blokas neres chanukah even though it's only derabbanan. No. In Migdosh. Yeah, but not Lulav. I'll be pastus. No, Lulav on the first day. Maybe if you pick up several times on the first day, that may be deraisa. Even though the Gemara says once you pick up the Lulav, but Agbe nothing, but you're yotze already. But if you pick up a few times, so the Rishonim say there's a continued kiyum on mitzvah. Some Rishonim even say Rashi sheet is like that you say a bracha every time you pick up the lulav in the Esri. Gemara says in Sukkah you say a bracha every time you put on a talis and tefillin. A few times a day you say a bracha, but it never says whether you say a bracha every time you shake a lulav a few times in the same day. So that's a machlokes. Most of the Rishonim hold you don't say a bracha if you pick up the lulav a second time. Rashi holds that you do, but even those hold that you don't, but it's continued to consider the hemshech of the kiyum amitzvah. See, here the Gemara has the chiddush.
You go under the city.
The sukkah is avada, yeah. Let the person sat in the sukkah, he went away for an hour, then he comes back into the sukkah every time. He says another bracha. That's for sure another kiyum. That's a hemshuch, yeah. That for sure you say bracha. Yeah, yeah. See, here the Gemara has the chiddush that even on a mitzvah derabbanan, you also recite a bracha. And the Gemara asks the kasha, hechan tzivanu? How can you say kiddushonu b'mitzvah yisav tzivanu? It's not a mitzvah. Baruch atu Hashem tzivanu. The Rabbanu Shalom wasn't mitzvah to perform hadlokas neves chanukah. So the Gemara has the two answers, which is not miyucha davke to hadlokas neres chanukah. The Gemara says it applies to all mitzvahs derabbanan, the issue as to how come you can save it tzivanu on a mitzvah derabbanan. So one opinion in the Gemara is that you can save it tzivanu because the pasuk in Chumash says lo yisosim kol davar sheyagid lecha yamin u'smol. You have to listen to everything the chachamim tell you. And the other opinion in the Gemara is that it's not included in lo yisosim, but it's rather included in shalavicha v'yagedcha. This is the machlekes on the first wide line on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph in Masech HaShabbos. This is the machlekes Amoraim. It's a famous machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban had a pasuk in Lalocha. It's not that the Rambam and the Ramban originated the machlekes is in the Gemara. They have a machlekes had a pasuk. So the Rambam feels that the pasuk Lalocha should be like the first opinion, that everything the Rabbanon should be included in Lo Yisosur, and the Ramban says no. That the Gemara in Brachas and in other places says that all of the dinim de Rabbanon asmechino Rabbanon akrod de loisosa. Means that it's only an asmachta. It's not really included in loisosa. The Gemara's Loshen in Brachas and in other places is asmechino kol mili de Rabbanon asmechino Rabbanon akrod de loisosa. So the real mocha really is shalavicha liyagecha. Why isn't it included in loisosa? Shteitach loisosa mekodavish agid lachayom in esmo. So the Ramban says no, because the pshut shal mikra and loisosa goes on a different thing. It says, "Keep following Chodov al Amish." But if you have a shaila about Shmir Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras Amishpoche, you have a shaila about how to observe the Dini Hatera, Tzitzis, Tefillin, Shofar. So yes, a shaila of the Rabbanim, whatever they pass, can you have to listen to? But if you have no shaila, have a shaila should observe Chanukah. Of course, you're not observe Chanukah. There is no such thing. There's no pasuk in Chumash that you observe Chanukah. So there is no ki yipolim im chadovel al mishpat. The only time it says like sotzer is if you have a shaila regarding a mitzvah deraisa, so the psak of the rabbonim is binding. But if there's no shaila at all, it's the fairish that there's no menorah and there's no mikra megillah and there's no netilas lulav of kol shiva. Of course, there's no obligation. So then the Ramban says that's not really included in Loi Sosa. So he says the real pasuk is the second pasuk. Shaladich liagedcho zikenerchel yomloch. What's enough kamina aloha lemaisik to medreita hin to medreita hay? The same thing. It's obligatory. You're obligated to observe all the mitzvahs of the Rabban, either based on pasuk A or based on pasuk B. Why such a big fuss?
Well,
such a long.
Because only when they make a lot, they make dovin. But to make new mitzvahs for shaladich liagedcho, maybe. There must be a chiddush between the two psukim, loy susar is a lav like, and shalav yichud like an esser.
But they both say that you do say a bracha. Some want to say, you only say a bracha when you perform a mitzvah sese. When a person is about to eat kosher food, he doesn't say a bracha, shekin ishana be mitzvah of tzivono, not to eat reka food. He's about to shave with an electric shaver, he doesn't say, shekin ishana be mitzvah of tzivono, not to shave with a razor. You never say a bracha on a loy sese. So how come over here you say a bracha on a mitzvah de rabbanon if it's based on loy sasa? So Akasha that Dachranim is, but whatever the teretz is, there's a teretz that comes out that it's the same thing. Halacha l'maaseh, whether you say the mocker for the binding, the pasuk that mechayev us to observe the mitzvahs the rabbanon is loisosur or it's shalavich liagedcha, boils down to the same thing. You're obligated to perform all the mitzvahs the rabbanon, and the Gemara says he said brocha on it. So what's the difference? Oh, so that's what the Ramban points out. The only nafkimin is zokin mamrei. The din is that one who, if the Bez Nadol gives a psak, and a chacham shehigia lo hayro, one who has smicha, paskins against the Bez Nadol. If a balabos paskins the Bez Nadol, it's okay. There's no din of zokin mamrei. Because nobody's going to listen to him anyway. That's the attitude of the Mishnah. No one's going to listen to him anyway. People only listen to Rabbanim. But if you have a rov who has smicha, but if you have a rov who has smicha and he's going to paskin against the Bez Nagodol, that's called the Zakeh Mamre. So what is the oinish of the Zakeh Mamre is that he's chayt misa on anything he paskins against him, on tzitzis, on tefillin, on shofar, not only on some major thing, even on minor things also chayt misa. So the Gemara says that the ein oinish elon kemas here, you only give an oinish aguf of misa malkus if the person violated some loisese in the Torah. Anasor means a loisese. What loisese did the Zok and Mamre violate? So the loisese is loisasa makaldova shagid lochayom in a small. That's the loisese. So there's a machloikas, the Rambam and the Ramban. What if the Bez Nagodol Paskins had a bench chanakalich and he holds fakert? And he the Rav with the smicha Paskins fakert. The Bez Nagodol holds a whatever, another dinder abonim, mikra megillah, or the Tilas Lul of Kol Shiva, and he disagrees and he issues a public psak against the psak of the Bez Nagodol. Will he be Chayiv Misa or not? So the Rambam writes explicitly yes. When the Rambam quotes Hilchas Mamrim, the end of the Yad HaZakeh, it's Hilchas Mamrim, and he writes all the Dinam of Zakeh Mamre. So he writes explicitly, even if the Zakeh Mamre paskins against the Bez Nagodol in an area of a Din Derabbanon, there's also Allah of Zakeh Mamre because he has violated the law of Lai Sasur. The Rav Loisasar applies to the Rabbanans as well. And the Ramban says, no, that Loisasar only applies to Dinam Derais, it doesn't apply to Dinam Derabbanan. So the Gan said Afkamina. Everything else is the same, the Ramban and Ramban. That's the whole Nafkamina, whether it's this Lav or Loisasar or a different Pasik, Shalavir Yagelcho. Bottom line, that's the only Nafkamina Allah Almighty. It's so strange, such a long Narichis in the Ramban. He disagrees so much with the Rambam. Why did he attack the Rambam? It's two opinions in the Gemara. The Rambam adopted this opinion. He adopted this opinion. Yeah. So it's an afkamina la'alocha by the Zakeh Mamre. That's the whole afkamina. But what is he? All the kashas that the Ramban asks against the Rambam are shver against the first opinion in the Gemara. There was an Amora who said lo sasa. Very strange. So the one said he doesn't really understand why ma kol arash hazeh. What's the whole machlekes? Two opinions in the Gemara, whether this pasuk or that pasuk, with a very slight, I mean, it's an afkamina of life and death, whether the Zakhman is going to be Chayv Misa or not. But in the scheme of Kala Tarkula, it's a very slight afkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether the din of Zakeh Mamre applies if he paskins against Bez Nagodol and the din de Rabban.
And if you see in Shalavich where you're grateful that it's a mitzvah, I mean, it sounds like I should ask my father, he'll tell me about it. So he'll tell me about it. What was up from the mitzvah?
That's a shaladich yegeichas ikenechel yamalach. It's a big problem. That's what all the achrenim find the difficulty. How do you see anything in that pasuk? The pasuk doesn't say anything. So that's what they all explain. There are Rabbi Chanan has like this, but the others have it as well. Before Rabbi Chanan Vasna, they say that the pasuk probably means the Gemara means to say like this, that when a person wants to demonstrate his love for his wife or his children or whatever, so he volunteers to do lifnim mishuras adin. He volunteers to do something the Torah says mitzuvahiyos. That's a demonstration of one's love towards others. The child loves his parents, or the husband loves his wife, so he does services that they never asked him to do. But that's why the Mishnah says in Maseches Avodah Zarah that Kitoifim Dedecha Miyoyim Chavivim Divrei Seferim Yoseh Miyeinu Shel Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cherishes our observance of Dinim Derabbanan more than our observance of Dinim Deraisa. Why? The Dinim Deraisa, he was Mechaivas, he was Mitzavas. The Dinim Derabbanan, that's Einim Tzuvah Yoseh, that's a demonstration of our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the only question. You have to listen to the Rabbanim, but the Rabbanim are the ones who decided to make it, to invent it, right?
Yeah, but the Torah says you have to do what they tell you.
Okay.
So it is a tzivoy.
Okay, that's the first mandama holds that it's loisos. So the second mandama holds that it's not loisos, it's based on a different pasuk. So the question, what does that pasuk say? So the pasuk really means, the real pasuk is we have to ask Hashem alokecha. We should demonstrate our love for our Kodesh Baruch Hu by doing beyond the call of duty. We should volunteer things that he never was mechayvas. But you have conservatory form and all kinds of people volunteering all kinds of things, but Torah saying in the I said that the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't ask them to do. We're not so convinced that they'll make our Kodesh Baruch Hu happy by volunteering the things that they're doing. So that's what the Torah says. In order to know whether it makes sense, whether Kivah Yochel, these things will make our Kodesh Baruch Hu happy or not, so it's not that this pasuk is the tzivui. This is not listed among the tariyak mitzvah. The tzivui is v'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha. You should love Hakadosh Baruch Hu and demonstrate your love for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. One way of demonstrating your love is by doing things that He did never commanded you to do, but it has to be within reason. So you should ask the chachamim who understand more or less what's on Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mind, how he thinks. Whether this would be a recommended way of demonstrating one's love towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Mefarshim say. Sha'alavicha v'yageidchus and kenechel yamaloch is the way to figure out whether any particular act falls under the mitzvah of Yahavta as Hashem Elokecha. So the Gemara establishes that one who is mavlek ner chanukah has to recite a bracha. Then the Gemara has this chiddush din, haroya ner shel chanukah tzorech levarach. Tosis points out in Suki, you never find this by any other mitzvah. If I see someone else wearing tefillin, I see someone else, shaking a lulav, I don't say a bracha. When you do a mitzvah, when you perform a mitzvah, kol mitzvahs kulam levarach aleihem ma'ariv l'asiyos. Special din only by Ner Shel Chanukah. Because of Pirsumi Nisa. So we have several other mitzvahs also mishum Pirsumi Nisa. You have Arba Kaisis, you have Mikra Megillah. So let's say I walk into a shul and the people are reading the Megillah. So why don't I say also Birchas HaRoya? Why don't you say Birchas HaRoya? So Tosis explains the Sukkah. What do I need a Birchas HaRoya? I'll hear the Megillah myself. They only had to be Misak in Birchas HaRoya by Ner Chanukah, because you only are Madlak Ner Chanukah if Yesh Lo Bayis. The Adlok has to be Bebeso. The Brisa says in the Gemara, Gemara quotes a Brisa that appears on Masech Sofrim, on Daf Chofalot on the base. Ner Chanukah mitzvah anicha pesach beisam mibachut. You have to be madlik ba'bayis. What if the person doesn't have a bayis? A person that sleeps in the park, a bum who sleeps in the park, or in Eretz Yisrael, soldiers. Let's say the soldiers are in the army, so they sleep in a trench and they eat in the forest, and they have no home, mamish. They have no home. So svaris, some say that the yotze with the hadlok that ishto of bnei beis are madlik at home. But that's the question, is that really so? The Gemara tells the story that one of the Amoraim always used to leave the Beis Medrash early in order to bench Chanukah Licht until he got married. Then when he got married, so he let his wife bench the Chanukah Licht and he didn't. That's another thing, right? Another thing, you should see the candle. But the Gemara says he always used to be Mahada to come home early from the Beis Medrash in order to bench Chanukah Licht. And then the Gemara says when he got married, so he lets his wife be madlik and then he's yotze. So the pashup shat in Gemara is because he's going to sleep home tonight. He's going to be home tonight. So the wife's hadlaka babayis, that's beso. That's his bayis.
Yeah.
But let's say he's in the army. He's in the Suez or something. He's in Lebanon. And his wife is madlik in Tel Aviv and Yerushalayim. So the Pashtus is he's not there tonight. He doesn't plan to be there for a whole week. So how is that based? So the Pashtus is that it's not based. So that's what Tosfos writes in Sukkah, that because there are some people who simply don't have a by arbikosis, and you have to see to it. Every Ani Yisrael should have arbikosis. Everybody should hear Mikra Megillah. So the Chachamim never bothered to make a takana that haraya. If I see someone else praving Aseder, I see someone else laying the Megillah, so I should say a bracha on the Persimi Nisa that I'm witnessing. What do I have to say a bracha on witnessing? I'll say a bracha on my own Mikra Megillah, my own arbikosis, I'll say Shosa Nisa. But on the Chanukah, that it is Gimol, that there are people who don't have a home to live in. They're not living in a home now. So that's why the Chachamim were misakin a special Bichos Haroya, that Haroya, now Chanukah, Sorach Levorach, he should say. No. So Rashi says he can't say the bracha. Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah, he's not doing the Maisa Hadloka. But the other two brachas, it's Shaykh, the bracha Shal Sanisim, the bracha Shachyanu, that's Shaykh to say.
If he sees it.
No, if the soldier will see it in Ner Chanukah, the soldier Taka won't see either. The soldier won't see either. There was a machlek. In the case of the soldier, he talk won't gain anything. He's not going to be near any.
The individual lights Hanukkah Lechner's house, he makes the bracha. Then he walks out into the street and he sees that he should make the bracha again.
No, that for sure he doesn't do. The Shaila is on his way home from shul. Let's say a person is walking home from shul and he sees all the menorahs in the street. So should he say the bracha Shasam Nisim and the first night Shachyanu also? He should say right away the Birchas Haraya, and then when he gets home, he should be madlik and just say Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah. Or do you say no? The Birchas Haraya was only nisaken for one Misha Ein Lo Hidlik Vein Daita Lahadlik. Vein Daita Lahadlik Ein Lo Bayis. But Rabbi Misha Yesh Lo Bayis, maybe then they were never misaken the Broch at all. So that's a big machlekes. The Beis Yosef quotes a big machlekes. The Rishayim and the Mishnah Berurah quotes that. That's a machlekes. Halacha L'Maaseh L'Moshel. Let's say I'm in the yeshiva late. And I'll call my wife and I'll tell her she should be Madlik Neres Chanukah, like the Amora said. Yeah. Now that he got married, Nereishki Havina Beirav is around 15 lines from the top of Chav Gimel Amin Aleph. Rab Zera says, Nereish originally, Ki Havina Beirav, when I learned in the yeshiva, Mishtatafna Mepriti Behadi Yushpizo. He used to be Mishtata Beputo with his balabas where he used to sleep. Abulasa Dinasivi, it's after I got married, Amino, I said, no problem. My wife is benching at home. So the Shaila, let's say I call my wife and I tell her I'm going to come home late tonight. She should bench Chanukah lift. So she'll be moitzi me with the hadlaka, Nikar Adin, I'm yotzei. But the question is, do I have an obligation to recite Birchas Haroya? The Takanas Chachamim, that you have to say Birchas Haroya, was that only instituted for one who is not in fulfillment of the mitzvah? Taisa says the whole reason why they instituted the Birchas Haroya Bichlal is because there are people, Mishain lo bayis, who won't do the mitzvah of hadlaka. So maybe the Rami misakein the bracha of Birchas Haroya for one Mishain lo bayis who will not fulfill the mitzvah of hadlaka. But if you're fulfilling hadlaka, my wife is lighting for me, so I'm being yotzei the hadlaka.
It's not mashma from the Gemara that you're making.
But on the other hand, this story further up on the daf, Omer Abzeira by the small letter vav. He says originally he used to run to be Madlik Ner Chanukah. Now that he got married, he doesn't bother because his wife is Madlik. What do you mean he doesn't? So it sounds like his wife is Madlik and that solves all the world's problems. So what's going to be with the Birchas Haroya? He's going to walk in the street and see someone else's menorah. He's going to say Birchas Haroya. Is that what it means? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machlokes HaRishayim on this. If Madlikim Malda B'toch Beiso, or let's say the wife and the children are going to come late, so the husband is going to bench licht at home. Doesn't matter whether the husband benches at home, the wife benches at home. All the members of the household are yotzei with the first person who is madlik at home.
When he called his wife to light Chanukah, when he came home again to light again, he was called.
No, he was yotzei.
She was mochiyah him.
Yeah. The Gemara says the women are just as mechuyev as the men in Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. Yeah.
That's the only reason they don't do it, because they used to light outside.
Yeah. But the Gemara says, Mika Radin.
Because they're not allowed to do that in our work after lighting candles.
Yeah.
Men is allowed to do it.
Yeah. So that's a big machlokes, whether the Birchas Haroya, the bracha, that Haroya Ner Chanukah Tzorch Levorech, was only instituted for one Misha Ein Lo Bayis, the whole motivation. What motivated the Chachamim to make such a takana? So Tosfos says, because there are some people who don't have a bayis, and maybe that's the only takana, Misha Ein Lo Bayis. Whoever will not fulfill mitzvah hadlaka, so he has a mitzvah that he should say the Birchas Haroya. But whoever will, so let's say I'm on my way home and I see all the menorahs lit on both sides of the street. So there's no takana to say birchas hara. I'm going to do a hadlaka, and I'll do my hadlaka. I'll say the bracha b'shas hadlaka. I don't have a birchas haraya. Or should you say no? That even when you do a hadlaka, the bracha lahadlik ne'er shalchanike, that's a bracha birchas hamitzvah in conjunction with hadlaka. But maybe the other bracha shas anisim and the bracha shachyanu, maybe that's only a birchas haraya. Even if you yourself are madlik, maybe the only reason why you say the second and the third bracha is only b'taras birchas haraya. You see, you wrote in the Chanukah, so you say the birchas haraya. In fact, that's the way it says in the Maseches Sofrim. It says that the bracha of lahadlik ner shel Chanukah you should recite over lasiyosim before you light the neiris, like kol hamitzvos kulam mevarach aleihem over lasiyosim. But then it says you're madlik and you say haneiris halalo ala madlikim, and then when you finish haneiris halalo, then the candle or the candles are lit. Then you say the bracha shas anisim eshachyana. So the Netziv points out in his commentary on the Shiltis that the simple reading of the Maseches Sofrim sounds like it follows that opinion, and one of the opinions of the Rishonim, that even the one who's madlik his own neiris says the bracha shas anisim eshachyanu, not as a madlik, not b'taris mitzvah hadlaka. No, the mitzvah hadlaka only has one bracha, madlik ner shel Chanukah. The shas anisim eshachyanu is the regular birchas haraya, and Adirab, he says it lachar asiyosam. The same as one who walks in the street, the same as one who doesn't have a home, who walks in the street and he sees someone else's candles lit, so he says the bracha birchas haraya. So even the one who's lighting his own only says the bracha lachar asiyosam as a birchas haraya. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes the early Achronim who say not so against the Maseches Sofrim. They say when you are madlik the neiris, you should say all the brachas oivel asiyosam. In other words, the Ramah is passing like the Maril. That's our practice is like that. That all of the, when you yourself are madlik, you say all the brachas as a madlik. Not that you say shas anis meshachyano as a birchas haraya. No, you say that as a madlik. Now, Soloveitchik used to say he used to have a compromise. They said on the first night you can't compromise. The first night either you say the bracha before or after. There's no in between. So he said you got to do what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch you got to say all the three brachas over lasiyosam for fafal. He said the second night, till the eighth night, then a shaykh to make a compromise. So he said that was his practice, that he would recite the first bracha, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah over lasiyosam before the hadlaka of the first candle, and then he would light the first candle, then he would say the other bracha, shasam nisim lavasena v'yam izman hazeh, and then continue lighting the other candles. So if it has to be a birchas haraya, so he sees the first candle, so he says shasam nisim. And if it's really supposed to be treated like a birchas hamitzvah that should be recited over lasiyosam, so it still is over lasiyosam. He's going to light another couple of candles. He's going to finish.
But once you light one candle, you're already yotzer, so it's not maybe anymore over lasiyosam.
No, the poskim. So let's say a person forgot to say the bracha lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, and he's in the middle of lighting the candles, and then he realizes. So since he still didn't finish lighting all the candles, so that's still considered over lasiyosam. That's for sure over lasiyosam. That is, what if he finished madlik zayin all the candles and then the candles are dolkos? So that's already lachar asiyosam. If a person put on tefillin and he puts on a talus and he's still wearing the talus and he's still wearing the tefillin, so he's doing a maisa mitzvah begufa that he's wearing the talus, he's wearing the tefillin. So that even the Rambam, who says that you can never say a bracha lachar asiyosam, the Rambam says over here for sure you can still continue to say the bracha. This is mamash over asiyosam. He's going to continue to wear the tefillin and wear the talus later.
How often would you
but the Shabbos in this case, let's say he lit all the candles and he's finished, but the neiris are dolkos.
Yeah.
So he continued to have the kiyum mitzvah, but he's not doing the maisa mitzvah now. So that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ozaruah. Can you say a bracha lachar asiyos?
How often would you have this birchas haraya? Once a night, every night? Or every time I pass by somebody's new candles?
No, only once a night. Only once a night, every night. But the machlekes that the Mishnah Brewer and the Beis Yosef quote is, does it only apply to one who's not being madlik? The one who's madlik, they will never misaken a birchas haraya. When you're madlik, you say all the brachas b'taras madlik. It's as if everything is a birchas hamitzvah. Ah, you'll ask, it does make sense. How can you have two birchas hamitzvah and one mitzvah? Why do you say lahadlik ner shel Chanukah and shos anisim? Two birchas hamitzvah and one mitzvah? So the answer is that this is a special kind of a mitzvah that has pisul minisa to it. So whenever the nature of the mitzvah involves pisul minisa, so the chachamim will misaken, say the bracha shos anisim.
If it's a mitzvah suraya and he's going to do it at home, and prior of coming home he sees other candles, then wouldn't it be over lasiyosa, because he has to make a preparation.
He has to be doing
a mitzvah.
That's the shaila. Does the obligation to recite the Birchas Hareh apply to everybody? So if on your way home you see candles burning, so say the bracha on the way home. What do you have to wait till 10 minutes later? Zviz magdim l'mitzvah, say the bracha right away? Or should you say no? If you plan to be mamlin, if you don't say, you say later.
No, but if you mamish see it and you have the mitzvah from Moroya before you come home,
yeah.
So you have to mamish have in mind not to be yotzer then.
No, I don't think it's a mitzvah to be a roya. The chacham on misakin. If you see a ner shalchanik, you're not mechuyif to go out of your way to see it. If you see a ner shalchanik, it's a der misakin to say this the birchas haroya.
You stop and you watch this and you see it.
But you're not muddling.
No, you have to have in mind not to be yotzei. According to those who shine to say that the takana birchas haroya applies to everybody, even if you plan to be mavik later. The first menorah you see, you should say a bracha. So you should really say the bracha. Zviz magdil mitzvah. So say it right away. According to the other rishonim, say no, that there will never misak in the birchas harayat for one who's going to be a madlik. So then you should not say. So you have a shaila when you walk down the block. Should you say the bracha or not? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. It's a humorous thing. He said that his father and his grandfather used to run home from shul and not look. They wouldn't look on the right and on the left. They would try to avoid seeing the menorahs. Not to avoid the suffix. Because if you hold that everyone has to say Birchas Haraya, so say right away. What are you going to wait till you see later?
What do you say, Adloka Oysa Mitzvah? If you say Adloka Oysa Mitzvah, Adloka Anocha, if you're right, you can be Yaitse with the Mitzvah.
You're not Yaitse with Riyah. No, the Mitzvah is Adloka. You're not Yaitse anything with Riyah.
You're supposed to make your own bracha. I mean, it was Adloka and Mishnah and so forth. How could you compare that? I mean, that I have to worry about. Is there any other mitzvah that I have to worry about? I have to get home first before somebody else
does
the mitzvah in front of me.
There's no other case where you have a birchas haraya. You never have such a bracha that you say in conjunction with someone else doing a mitzvah. This is the only case you have it. Because of the pirsumi nisa, the whole purpose of his hadlok is that other people should.
Each one is responsible for his own
pesumim.
So for the house,
the beis. Right. The mitzvah hadlok has to be the beis, right? But then once I see someone else's menorah, so that has accomplished.
He already made the bracha beis and so forth.
That's the question. The one who did the hadlok and he said shalasanisim, and the first night he said shachyanu, did he say those two brachas shalasanisim and shachyanu as a roya? Oh no, he said it as a madlik, not as a roya. It's like a two or three birchas hamitzvah. Let's say you're going to do a pidyon aden. So it says, the Gemara says on the list, the list tikkul Gemara Psochim, when you perform a pidyon aden, so you say shachyonu. So when do you say the shachyonu? The state in the pasuk, you say over last yosem, before. Even though the shachyonu is not a birchas hamitzvah, the birchas hamitzvah is only on the pidyon aden. But the Gemara says, avi aden mevorach shtayim, and the pasuk can say, you say shachyonu over last yosem. So here also we are pipashtus. We are.
The Kohen says shachyanu too. The person the Kohen should say shachyanu. She's paying the $5.
The Gemara has a suffix in the end of Sochem, the last line of Sochem. Whether who says the shachyanu? Does the Kohen say because he's getting the money, or does the father say shachyanu because he's performing the mitzvah? So the Gemara says the hilchus abi aben mevarach shtayim. The father says both brachas. So you're referring the Hasam Sofer has an interpretation, and that Gemara. And the Netziv and others recommend you should be choishish for the Hasam Sofer's opinion. Hasam Sofer claims that the both Tzadim in the Gemara are correct. The Gemara wasn't sure who says Shachyanu, whether the Kohen says or the father says. Well, what do they do all along? So he says, Mikra, then they both have to say Shachyanu. The Kohen has to say and the father says. What do you need two people say Shachyanu? Let one person say Shachyanu to be Maitzi the other. So that was the Gemara Shaila. Which one of the two should say Shachyanu to be Maitzi the other? Mikra, then they're both saying Shachyanu. They should really both have to say.
One
so the Gemara's psak was.
No.
Why that's for sure.
The Kohen would not say until he gets the money.
No.
He knows he's getting it.
That's for sure. We assume that not. We assume the Shachyanu has recited over Lasi Yosem.
Why are we worried about an extra Shachyanu on Yom Kippur night? Aren't we told to say Shachyanu together with the cousin? Not be
motivated
from him. Night.
Yeah.
Mosei Chachyanu. Quickly say before he puts the pieces, that way you can say Amen.
Yeah.
So here he's saying everybody should make a Shachyanu, but according to the last line of Gemara, I'm talking, why make two? One says it, but the father says it, have the coin. Mosei, go to the coin.
It should really be preferable.
You should say it.
No, no. It says in Shulchan Aruch, it's always better. One person, it says in Shulchan Aruch, if 10 people are putting on a talus at the same time, it's preferable that one person should say the bracha to be mitzvah all 10 on the assumption that Beroivam Hadras Melo. That's considered Roivam, that one recites the bracha for all 10. But Bizman Azeh, people often don't pay attention to each other. So if I'm going to follow Zach on his saying of the bracha Shechyonu on Lel Yom Kippur, so afraid I may not pay attention. Would have really been preferable the Chazan say the bracha and everybody should be Yotzei.
On what?
On Yom Kippur night.
On
Shechyonu on Yom Kippur night. But there's such a big crowd and it's so noisy and the kids are crying and so on. So some were afraid we may not hear every word and we may not be mechaven to be Yotzei properly. So we recommend everybody should say their own bracha. But at the time you say a bracha, why should you lose the Amen? Answer Amen after his bracha. So hurry up and finish quickly before the Chazan does, so you'll be able to answer Amen after his bracha too.
Why don't you say the same thing about Hallel? Why don't you say, everybody says his own bracha, if you say the right from Hadal Spela, leave the shot, say the bracha, and everybody should say Amen. You should never say the bracha.
They're afraid that the people won't pay attention. The same thing, the same thing.
By Goyim Oire Ha'esh, you say you should say, and you say Dalak Kos, right?
Yeah.
But also when you walk down the street, you can see Aish and Meg. Still, though, you say, Al-Kos, he also
preferable
should be,
to say Al-Kos.
He also should be when you matlik the Beres HaRoyah.
The Shaila says, is that a Hidur? Where Barim, the Aruhesh and Barim, in Psalm, the Gemara says, you can say Shalai Al-Kos. Right. But if you say it Al-Kos, you enhance the Hashivas of the Bracha. The question is here. When the Madlik says the Bracha, Shasim Nisim Shachyanu, is he enhancing the Bracha? Or is it the same old Beres HaRoyah that anybody else would say if they would see someone else's Menorah? So that's the machlokes harishonim. That's the machlokes. If it's exactly the same, you're not even enhancing it, just because he's saying it in conjunction with the lahadlek ner shalchanikin. It doesn't even become. It's not alakos. It doesn't become mochoshev just because he say it together with lahadlek. So that's the machlokes harishonim. So some rishonim hold you gain nothing by saying it when you're about. So say it on your way home when you're walking. So why wait till 5-10 minutes later? Say the Birchas HaRoyah on the way home. And others say no, the Bedavki may not say on your way home. The Birchas HaRoyah was only Nisakan because there are people who have no home. So it was only Nisakan for those people who have no home. But whoever has a home is going to have a mitzvah hadlaka. They were never Nisakan the Bruch.
Rabbi, are we supposed to assume that hadlakas neros and shul you won't be even Birchas?
No, the Shari Tshuva quotes Acharenim. He quotes from the Birkei Yosef and others who say, although it says in Shulchan Aruch, the minig is that we're madlik neiris b'beis haknesses, so the Ramah says, but nobody's yotzei with that. The minig is that we're madlik. No, it says no one's yotzei the mitzvah's hadlaka. With hadlaka b'beis haknesses. Even the one who does the hadlaka is not, even the chazan, the lights is not yotzei because you have to be madlik b'beiso. But the question is, the one who said the bracha in Shul on the first night, he said two brachas. And on the rest of the Chanukah, he says one bracha. So maybe even though he's not yotzei the hadlaka, he has to be madlik again b'beiso. But maybe since there is a minig that we are madlik the Beis HaKnesses, and maybe that's called the Chetz of a Ner Shalchanike, based on the minig. And since it was a Ner Shalchanike, he said a bracha of Shas Anisim and Shachyanim in conjunction with a Ner Shalchanike, so maybe he's already Yotzei the Birchas HaRoye. And maybe the din is that even when you're madlik, the reciting of those two brachas, Shas Anisim and Shachyanim, is only Bitaras Roye, Birchas HaRoye. Maybe he's not Bitaras madlik at all. So that's why the Shari Tshuva and several Acharonim recommend that the Chazan who ben shlicht and shul should not repeat those brachas when he comes home, unless his wife or his children, unless he has a wife and children who aren't yetzer yet. So then he has to say the Shas Anisim Shachyan on behalf of the Bnei Beiso. He has to repeat it again. But if he's the only one, a single person all by himself, and he was the Chazan and shul, he said the bracha. So some Acharonim suggest the Ner Shalchanik in Shul, even though you're not Yotze, but since the Minig has it that you're Madlik, so it has a shame, Ner Shalchanik. So therefore, the Brocha that he, the Birchas HaRoyah that he said in conjunction with that Ner, maybe he's Yotze ready with the Birchas HaRoyah. The Birchas Lahadlik not. The Birchas Lahadlik is the Birchas HaMitzvah. So when he's going to be Madlik Bebeso, he's going to have to say the Birchas HaMitzvah again.
But on Havdalah night, if you make it in Shul, if you have to make it at home again, you make Havdalah without that because.
You were Yotzei already.
Psalmim is still not a problem.
Psalmim is not a problem of a bracha levatola. You can say Borimim Psalm as many times as you want, but you don't. It'll be a hefsik. It'll be a problem of hefsik. The Chachamim, while in Misak, and say Borimim Psalmim in the middle of Havdalah if you didn't yet recite Borimim Psalmim tonight. But if I said Borimim Psalmim on my way home from Shul, in Shul, on my way home from Shul, then I'm not supposed to repeat Borimim Psalmim in the middle of Havdalah at home. It'll be a shayla of a hefsik. Unless I have other Bnei Bayis, unless I have other people in the family who didn't hear Barim Samim yet. So for them, it belongs in the middle of the Havdalah. So then it's okay. Then it's not a Hefzik.
Then
you can say Barim Yareish for the others as well. Yad Samaitzi. Yad Samaitzi.
Instead of they should say themselves.
Yeah, yeah. It's better that the one saying Alayayin should say the Barim Yareish, that it should be an enhanced. The bracha adds, it adds more hashivis to the bracha if you recite it Allah kos.
So what's the difference if a person is not in the coffin? If a person is found in the shul, sees the candles being lit. He's saying that that is somewhat of a effect of an Erechad effect. So one should make the, in other words, according to the mitzvah and Pasach and so on.
I mean, he could be yotze with the birchas harayach. He'll say the bracha there in shul. But our practice is we don't do that. On the way home from shul, we see a lot of menorahs. We don't say even a real menorah, not just a menorah in shul, which is a questionable menorah. Even the menorahs in the private homes with the people ramash or madlik, and we still don't say the bracha of birchas harayach on the way home because of this machlekes, because of the 2 days and the rishonim that they say of quote. So the same thing, all the people in the shul, they're not going to say the Birchas Harayah in conjunction with the Neiris in the shul. But the Chazan who did say it, so the minig is that the Chazan says all the brachas in shul. So he has to light again at home, and he has to say Ladlik again. That's the Birchas HaMitzvah. The Shadr does he repeat the brach of Shas and Nisim and Shach Yonu. Maybe he was Yotzei ready with the Hadlok in the shul.
What's the same problem if you're like somebody's sick? If you're by yourself and you come home, you don't have to light again. If there's nobody else there.
If I light for somebody who's sick, so in his home, so he was Yotzei the Hadlok. I'm not Yotzei the Hadlok, it was in his home. He wanted Yotzei in your own home.
But in shul, he wasn't Hadlok in
home.
Right.
No.
Let's say I'm the Chazan in shul, I lit in shul. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, I'm not Yotzei, but that I have to go home and light again, even if I'm the only one at home. I have to light again with the bracha. With the bracha of Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, that's the Birchas HaMitzvah. Do I repeat this, let's say the first night, do I repeat also Shas HaNisim and Shech Yonu, or the rest of Chanukah, do you repeat the Shas HaNisim? So that's a question. Why? Because some say that even though nobody's Yotzei with the Hadlok in Shul, because in order to be Yotzei, you have to have Hadlok of the Beiso, but it is a Chepz of an Ner Chanukah. No one is Yotzei because it's not the Beiso, but it is an Ner Chanukah. It was little Hashem Ner Chanukah. So maybe the idea behind the bracha Shas HaNisim and Shech Yonu, even when you light it, maybe it's only b'taras haroya ne'ach shal chanukah. You're going to see it in ne'ach shal. So you already said that. I was the chazan. I already said that bracha in shul in connection with the ne'ach chanukah. So misafik, in this case, you should not repeat those brachas at home. Unless you have other members of the household who were, who didn't say the bracha in shul. So I have to say the shos and nisim shal chanukah to be moitzi there. But the lahadlok, for sure you have to do again, even if you're the only one at home, with the bracha of lahadlik ne'ach shal chanukah. The bracha avari you have to say. The birchas hamitzvah avari you have to say.
Even by the sick person, but you wouldn't repeat Shas.
Let's say by the sick person, I lit the menorah for him. So he is Yotzei the menorah with all the brachas. He was Yotzei. Then when I come home, I'm not Yotzei, but the Hadlok, I have to light again. I have to say Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah. Would I repeat the Shas and Nisim Shach Yonu? So that would be this Machlekes. So when he's Sofik brachas Lokal, we would say no. Don't say it over. Or that's the same Shadow. Let's say there's a whole family, all the children, and everybody's going to come to home a different time. And someone lived already in home, and everybody was Yotzei. Fine, everybody was Yotzei, the mitzvah was Hadlaka, but what about the Birchas HaRoyeh? So the shail is, are they mechuyev, all the people who are Yotzei Hadlaka, do they also have an obligation to say Birchas HaRoyeh? So then they have to see somebody or another, either their menorah at home that the father lived, or the next door neighbor's menorah, somebody's menorah, and they have to say the bracha of Shas and Nisim and Shech Yonu. Or do you say, no, the bracha that you say only belongs to someone Mishain lo bayis, Mishayesh lo bayis, and he's Yotzei the Chayvus Hadlok. So he's Yotzei everything. He doesn't have to say any Birchas Haroy. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's the Machlokes. The person Shehidliku Ala B'Toch Beisoy, who Yotzei Yidei Chayvosoy, does he have an obligation to see to it that he hears the Birchas Haroy or not? So that's one of the Nafkaminas here.
How many candles does he have to see? Does he have to see only one, or does he have to see as many as that day? Is it four candles, or is it Mahadur or Mahadur?
No, I don't think it makes a difference. No. He's not Mukhayyib to see any candles. It is Haroya. If he sees a Ner Shel Chanukah, then it has to be Mavar.
But is it a Ner Shel Chanukah even if there's one candle on the fifth day?
Yeah, avada. Avada's a neshah. Yeah. Mikere, then you only mechuyif to light one can.
Gemara is not much for the machlokes from the wrong, from where you take it, your chaser or just the nefer.
No, the Gemara doesn't give any comment at all. No.
That doesn't say because there's no nothing only in zumer.
Yeah. The Gemara doesn't give any comment. Right. Long arichas in the Ramban. Very long. Unusually long. Gemara says the Braisa says in the Gemara that the hadlaka has to be babayis. That was the Braisa on. Where was the Braisa on Amid Beis?
Anybody?
No, it has to be his home. Maybe she base it, but the Gemara had it some more of a lashon. Al Pesach mitzvahs nechanike, you have to leave it al Pesach base and mibachutz.
Yeah, yeah.
It's also maseches samachot follow from a base. The Gemara had around 20 lines from the bottom by the small letter ches. Nechanike mitzvah lanich al Pesach base and mibachutz. Then it says that you should really leave it on the outside of Pesach base. What happens if he lives upstairs? He doesn't have a Pesach base and mibachutz. What, he's going to leave it upstairs? So it says, and Hoyador Balia, Menichu Bachalon, Asmucho Lushusaram, provided that the Chalon is Lamata Michofama. That's the top line of Hafesim and Aleph. Otherwise, Lo Shalta Beyena. And what happens, the Brisa says, Bishas Hasakono, Menichu Shulchana Bedaya. If he can't light it on the outside because the Goyim are going to extinguish it, they'll put him in prison, whatever, there's a religious persecution. The person says a tupshot in what the Shas Hasakono is. Whatever it is, if he's unable to light it outside, state Menichu Shulchana Bedaya. So that's a shaila. When he's menich al shulchan v'dai, what does that mean in the brisa? So one could learn pshat zechel a mitzvah hadlakas neres chanukah. The Gemara has in different places an idea that you make a zechel to a mitzvah that you're unable to fulfill. Let's say sfiras ayme bezman hazeh is not the brisa. So zechel a mikdash they instituted sfiras ayme bezman hazeh kadesh lo tishtakach mitzvah sfiras ayme. Or the mitzvah of Moror. Moror Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbana Zechel HaMikdash. Bizman HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah of Moror Deraisa. Bizman Hazeh, Moror is the Rabbana Kedesh Shalat Tishtakach. Sometimes the Gemara says we wouldn't recommend, let's say you don't have an estrig, we would not recommend to take a lemon, because that'll be Nafik Bnei Churve. Next year they may have an estrig and they'll think he can still use a lemon. But whenever there's no chashash of Nafik Bnei Churve, so then the Gemara, other rabbi recommends that Kedesh Shalat Tishtakach HaMitzvah, you should do it. So that's the way one could learn this din in the brayse. It's a brayse on Masechus Tefachim. B'shas ha'sakana, and is unable to do the pisumin disabaya hadlaka mibachutz that all the bnei rishus haram should see. So what is going to accomplish? You should light ner chanukah in the house just to have bnei beiso see. That's not enough of the pisumin disa. So at least let him be madlik minich al shulchan v'dayi. Let him make a zechel mitzvah ner chanukah. Shadei shelo tishtakach ba'ona brachah. Ba'ona brachah. When you do something, shadei shelo tishtakach. Sometimes they made it, let's say, Morab is Manazeh, you do say a bracha, Svirasam is Manazeh, it wasn't just Kadesh Lot Tishtaka. They instituted a mitzvah, Morab is Manazeh, so it's a mitzvah with the Rabbanah. But it could be over here that there's no bracha at all, because that's how the Sfasemis raises a possibility. You can say that there's no bracha at all, because it's only Azecher, it's only Kadesh Lot Tishtaka. And the Poshet, the Sfasemis points us out on the Gemara Chav Beis on the Beis. Because the Gemara had the Boyaluhu, the last 12 lines on the Omud. The Boyaluhu, they had a Shaila, Havloka is the mitzvah, Hanocha is the mitzvah, how are you yaitz in the mitzvah Sner Chanukah? Is the mitzvah to do the Havloka, or is the mitzvah to pick up the menorah that's lit and put it down? What's an afkemina? So Tosfos says on the last line, what's an afkemina, Halacha Lamaisa? What a Havloka is the mitzvah, Hanocha is the mitzvah? So Tosfos says, when afkemina, the difference, Halacha Lamaisa, is if Hedlika Cherushot to the cotton. Let's say a cotton lights the menorah. So the cotton is not mechuyib bedover. It's only mechuyib mitam chinuch. So the cotton cannot be moitzi the gedolim. So if I'll pick up the cotton's menorah and I'll put it down l'shem ne'achanike, will I be yoitzei? Because hanocha is a mitzvah, so the hanocha was done by an adam gadol. But he's saying, no, hadloka is a mitzvah, the hanocha, the placing the menorah is l'mala v'lamorah. The hadloka has to be the ma'isa mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah of hadloka was done by the cotton. So then there's no way you can be able to, you have to blow out the candles and light them again. The Adam Gadol has to light the candles.
What's the Shiloh
Hanukkah? So that's the Gemara's pshitis. The Gemara brings the Raya. The Gemara brings the Raya from the fact, the Oud, and the sixth line on the top of Chav Gimel Amanav, the Gemara says, Mid the Kol Mevarchin and Hashem Kedishan, the Mitzvah Sosano, Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah, Shmamino Hadlok Ha'isa Mitzvah, Shmamino. That's the final conclusion of the Gemara. The Gemara has the clinching raya from the Nusach HaBrocha that you say lahadlik, You don't say lo haniach, right?
Yeah, maybe you would say it, but why does Tosha say in Likur? You could also give an example. Let's say you light a candle and it burns for 7 days. You have a night. Instead of lighting it again, you go over and pick it up and put it back down, and then you don't have to light it. You light it.
That's an issue in the Gemara, whether that's correct or not. Yeah. That's an issue. Because the Gemara has on the top of Chav Gimel Amid Aleph Taka in this sugya. Toshma, the Gemara quotes the top line of Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. You have a candle that's burning from last night,
yeah,
and it still continues to burn. On Shabbos, it was burning a whole day Shabbos. Otherwise, if it would be the weekday, he would blow it out. What is he going to leave a candle burning? It's a hefsid moment.
Sure.
He would blow it out in the morning when the sun is shining. Yeah. So at Shabbos, he can't blow it out. Comes Matzoi Shabbos, it's still burning Matzoi Shabbos. It's Chanukah. So what does he do? So it says he has to blow out the candles. Mechaba. Madlika, he lights it again. So the Gemara, and that's all. Mechaba, madlika. So the Gemara says, it's a raya that hadlaka is a mitzvah. Because if you hold hanacha, it's a mitzvah.
Why does he have to? No, why does he have to?
So the Gemara says, after he lights it, he should pick it up and put it down again.
Yeah.
So Taisa says, why does he have to blow it out and light it?
Let him just pick it up.
Just pick it. It's burning, so pick it up and put it down. What? And Mar says, no, for sure you have to blow it out and light it again. The Shaila is that enough?
When is it complete?
Or do you have to knock, pick it up and put it down again? So Taisa says to Kashyap, why? Taisa says, if you hold Hanukkah is a mitzvah, why does he have to blow it out? Just pick it up and put it down. So Taisa says, Halcham am I asking? He lit it on Friday afternoon, late in the afternoon, look of Shabbos. Not for Chanukah. He lit it L'Shem Shabbos. So since it wasn't lit L'Shem Na Chanukah, it doesn't have a Shem Na Chanukah. So even if you hold the halacha is, Hanukkah is a mitzvah. Hanukkah is the mitzvah of Na Chanukah, but what makes it into a Na Chanukah has to be a hadlaka. That everybody agrees. The hadlaka l'shem ner Chanukah is what creates the shem ner Chanukah. So if it was lit on Friday afternoon, the shem ner Shabbos, it wasn't lit at all, the shem ner Chanukah, so that for sure will not have a shem ner Chanukah. Everybody would agree you have to blow it out and light it again. The only shaila is, if you hold hadlaka is a mitzvah, that's sufficient. If you hold hanacha is a mitzvah, that's not enough. You have to pick it up and put it down again.
How could you blow it out? Show it.
No, I'm a Tzoy Shabbos. He lit it on Friday afternoon.
What about Friday evening?
It wasn't Chanukah. Begins on Sunday. Yeah, Matzah Shabbos is Chanukah.
What about the other way?
That's how Tesis says. That's how Tesis learns. So what if he lit it? What if Friday night was Chanukah? Friday night was Chanukah and he lit this L'Shem Ner Chanukah? So then according to Tesis, If you hold Hanukkah, it's a mitzvah, just pick it up and you put it down. Because it was lit L'Shem Ner Chanukah. It was lit, if you hold Hadlokai, we pass on Hadlokai, it's a mitzvah. So you're not Yaitis, you have to blow it out and light it again. But if it didn't, would have been Hanukkah, it's a mitzvah, you wouldn't have to blow it out. You just, Taisa says, the only reason why you have to blow it out and light it again, because it wasn't lit L'Shem Ner Chanukah. Rashi learns not so. Rashi, the top line in Rashi learns, Hoysa doleke shehidlika le mitzvahs Chanukah be'er Shabbos.
Yeah.
Rashi says he lit it l'shem ner Chanukah on Friday night.
And still an old.
And still he has to blow it out. So what does he have to blow it out for? So you see that Rashi holds, that's how the Sfasem says. The Rashi holds the same as Tosfos, but more. Rashi holds that the ner Chanukah of the seventh night is not the same as the ner Chanukah of the sixth night, which in turn is not the same as the ner Chanukah on the fifth night. Every night is a different ner Chanukah. So just like Taisa says, if he lit it on Friday evening, l'shem ner Shabbos, and now I'm going to tell you Shabbos, he wants it to serve as a ner Chanukah. There was no everybody, even if you hold Hanukkah is a mitzvah, that's the mitzvah, but what makes it into a ner Chanukah is the hadlokah. The shame ner Chanukah, so the hadlokah was the shame ner Shabbos, that's no good l'chala days. So Rashi holds, even if you lit it on Friday afternoon, the shame ner Chanukah, the first night of Chanukah was Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, the second night of Chanukah, is a different ner Chanukah. So it's a machlek is Rashi and Tosfos, whether the ner Chanukah of one night is a different heftz of ner Chanukah of the other night, or it's all the same thing. All the nights together have the same status of a ner Chanukah.
It's fair enough, Rashi, if you say, you know, I have a know from the ner Chanukah, how can he have, when he says he needed, he's lighting it for Ner Shabbos and also Ner Chanukah, but Ner Chanukah he can't use for Shabbos.
So he's not lighting it L'Shem Ner Shabbos. No, Tosfos learns. Tosfos learns that he lit it L'Shem Ner Shabbos. Rashi learns he didn't. He lit it L'Shem Ner Chanukah only.
And then he lights another light for Chanukah Shabbos.
Shabbos, a separate light, right. A separate light for Shabbos and a separate light for Chanukah. So, but Mara says if he doesn't have enough oil for both, if he doesn't have enough candles for both, He only has one candle. Either he's going to use that candle for Ner Shabbos, or he's going to use that candle for Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara says that there's no shayla. Yizicha use it for the Ner Shabbos, because Shalom Bayis, the purpose of Ner Shabbos is that he should see what's happening in the house. He shouldn't stumble al Eitzim al Avonim. So that, the Gemara doesn't say Tadir. The Gemara says because Shalom Bayis is more chomer than the mitzvah
of Pishtim. This is more than Tadir.
Right.
So the Gemara. Lights are considered to be blood for Ner Chanukah.
Yeah.
Das is good enough.
Yeah.
Chereshet to be cut on.
Right. That's
would be considered enough dodge.
That's what you see. Even though Chereshet to be cut on Labar Das, but Kavona he can have. Kavona, Rotzen, Machshava, that he can have. Just Das from Mecha Chamenka for Gitme Kiddushin. To write a get, we need Lishmoa, that needs Das. That's the next Das. That's what we're up to in Gitme. But wherever you just need Machshava and Kavona, so Cotton does have Kavona. So if the cotton lights the Ner Chanukah, it becomes a cheftim Ner Chanukah. So we paskin hadlokos and mitzvah, so I have to blow it out and light it again. But if the din would have been hadlokos and mitzvah, I can pick it up and put it down l'shem Ner Chanukah, and I'll be yotze. Aye, but what made it into a Ner Chanukah? You have to have hadlokos l'shem Ner Chanukah. How is the cotton light? The answer is you can. The cotton can light the l'shem Ner Chanukah. Kavana l'shmo, he can have. He just can't have das. And he's not a bachiyuma, so he can't be moitzing me with the ma'isa hadlokah the way we pass him that hadlokah is a mitzvah. But if the din would have been hanokah is a mitzvah.
So if you hold bachiyuma, then how does he light? Where is the mitzvah in Kavodah? Kinuch is no mitzvah, Hanukkah. Kinuch is a different mitzvah. And if it's on the father.
No, he's not lighting to be moitzvah. Okay. He just
no,
makes it for an air. But he doesn't make it for
an air.
Like a guy would light it.
No, not the same. We say if a cotton lights l'shem Ner Chanukah, it does become a chefter of an Ner Chanukah.
Why is it chefter? He has no chiyuv.
He doesn't matter. He lit it l'shem Ner Chanukah, so it's considered Ner Chanukah. The only question is, but he's a cotton, so he can't be moitzvah me. So if I'll pick it up and put it down, will that be the mitzvah? See, if the din would have been hanochai said mitzvah, I did the mitzvah myself. I, Bateisus and Rashi both seem to hold here, but everybody agrees you need a hadlokah l'shem Ner Chanukah to create the shem Ner Chanukah. So even if you hold hanochai said mitzvah, but the hadlokah has to be the shem Ner Chanukah. So the answer is the kid lit it l'shem Ner Chanukah. That doesn't pose a problem. The child lit it l'shem Ner Chanukah is good.
Okay, the bright stuff over there, Ner Chanukah. The Rebbeitzer talks about Hanukkah, it's Manicha Bechalim, Manicha al Shulchonai. The solution is...
But that's why the Gemara had the Shalom. Maybe Hanukkah is a mitzvah, right? Maybe this is where to say Hanukkah is a mitzvah. And Befrat, a few Achrayim, Rab Chaim, and others point out that it seems in Beis HaMikdash it was Hanukkah is a mitzvah, not Hadlaka, in the Beis HaMikdash. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was not Hadlaka is a mitzvah. It seems from the Rambam that it was Hanukkah is a mitzvah. So there's room to say... But Ner Chanukah should be also parallel to the Neris in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam has like that. If, the Rambam quotes a Gemara in Yomer that if a Zar is Madlik, the Menorah, there's no Misa B'dei Shemayim. Usually there's a Din Azar HaKorev Yumas. If a non-Koyin doesn't have it, there's Misa B'dei Shemayim. So the Gemara in Yomer has a whole sugya, the way they chisel it down, it turns out it's only Balar Avodis. From the Gans, for all year long, there are only four avodas that if a non-kohen will do, he'll be chayv misa b'dei shemayim. So the Gemara knocks off this and that, and the other thing. So the Gemara says, "What about hadlokas hamenorah? This stuff an avoda?" So the Gemara says, "No, hadlokas lav avoda. Hadlokas hamenorah is lav avoda." So what is it? Hatov is an avoda. Yeah.
Can't get in.
Yeah. So the Rambam has a machlokas with the Ravid. So the Ravid learns pshat in the Gemara. It doesn't mean a non-kohen can light the menorah. No, about hadlokas is an avoda. The Gemara just meant it's not an avoda that brings Misa B'dei Shammai. There's so many restrictions, so many conditions, it doesn't fulfill all the conditions, so there's no punishment of Misa B'dei Shammai. But it certainly will be possible if a Zar will do the hadlok. It's an avoda that has to be done by a kohen. And the Rambam says no, the only tzor is the Zar can't get in because you only allow the non-Kohanim to walk the first 11 Amis in the Azar. After that, only Kohanim can go in, and the Menorah is all the way in the Heichal. So how is he going to get so far in? But theoretically, if it were possible, so the Rambam says, a non-Kohen is permitted to light the menorah. So the Rambam gives you a chetim to kigong. They took the menorah out into the Azorah, in the first 11 Amos where a non-Kohen is permitted to roam around. And the Tzar, and the Tzar lit the menorah. And then somebody will take it into the Heichal and leave it there. A Kohen will take it in, then it'll be good. But they didn't do the hadlaka bin Kaimai. If you'll do a Ner Chanukah like that, let's say you light a Ner Chanukah in someone else's house, and then I'll carry the menorah to my house. I'll light the menorah in shul, then I'll walk from the shul to my home and I'll put it in my home. So the Gemara says it's no good because you need hadlaka oisa mitzvah. You need hadlaka bimkomo. If you do the hadlaka shalom bimkomo, it's no good. So what good is it? The Rambam says the Tzar will light the menorah in the Azara, but you're not Yotze unless the menorah has bimkomo in the Heichal. So Akoyim will bring it into the Heichal. No, so that's the Hanacha, but the Hadlaka was the Psul. So Rav Chaim points out, you see from the Rambam that he holds in Beis HaMikdash, Hanacha is a mitzvah. So that's what led the Gemara to say that maybe by Hadlaka HaMenorah of Chanukah also, Hanacha is a mitzvah. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. The Gemara says no.
Maybe my point about Hadlaka and Hanacha is if it's physically down on one spot and you light it, then you lift it up to another spot, then you have a different Hanacha, that's the issue. But if you were holding it and never put it down, and lit it, holding on, and then you
moved
it back,
yeah, to
the coma, maybe that's not considered.
No, holding on is not
considered. The Gemara says that's no good. The Gemara says it's no good.
You're holding it in the air,
yeah,
in the air, you didn't lay it down.
The Gemara says no good, yeah. This whole Gemara says it's no good. So this Gemara, on the bottom of Chav Beis and the base, the Gemara says this Shaila, where the Hadlaka is the mitzvah, the last six lines. Toshma di Omar Rava, by the small letter Ches.
Chav Beis and the base.
Achav Beis on the base, the last seven lines, the last six, seven lines. So Gemara had the shayli. They say hadlaka is a mitzvah. They say hanacha is a mitzvah. So Gemara says toshma di amar rava hidliko bifnim v'hotziyo. He lit the menorah inside, and then he takes the menorah out and he puts it on Pesach Beis and mebrachu v'chteit loy asa klum. It's a rava's memory. Loy asa klum. He's not yet say anything at all. Why? So the Gemara argues out. I amit bishleima hadlaka is a mitzvah. If you hold that side, so then I understand hadlaka bimkom abinon mishmachali also leklum. He lit it in bifnim, and then you're not yet say anything in bifnim. The hadlaka has to be mibachutz for the bnei rishus aram to say. Eli yamin hanacha is a mitzvah. Amai lo yasu leklum. Ah, he did a hanacha that makes it good. He did the hadlaka created the he did hadlaka the shame there chanukah. And it's not yet anything but the hadlaka. Anyway, so he picks it up and he puts it down bimachutz. So let him be yet say. So the Gemara explains why it's not a riot. But why did the Gemara think originally that it was a riot? So the Gemara said, Yamrit Bishleim, if you'll say that side, that Hadlaka is a mitzvah, so then I understand Rabbi's memory, because Hadlaka Mimkom Abinam, Shemacha Lorosav, like Klum, because he did the Hadlaka, the Mokum Psul. Why is it the Mokum Psul? If it says in the Braisa on the previous daf, the Bishas HaSakane, if you have a big Shas HaTchak, Menichal Shochana B'dayoy. So you see that Bishas HaTchak, you're allowed to do that. Why are you makel? Why are you ever makel b'shas atchak? Because we have a klal shas atchak. Kiriyevid dummy. Whatever is good b'riyevid. So b'shas atchak, you're even allowed to do it lahatchila. So b'shas asakana, you say that you yotzi with the hadlaka b'tech habayis. So then even shalei b'shas atchak, you should b'riyevid. You should be yotzi about hadlaka b'habayis. So what does the Gemara say? Elika b'fnim hatziyah lo yosef lo klum. Oh, if you hold hadlaka is a mitzvah, then we understand because hadlaka b'mkom b'ina mishmacha lo yosef lo klum. Because Hadlaka Mimifnim is Garnish Vet. Why is Garnish Vet? Bidiyevidi is Yaitzei. So why does Rabbi say that even Bidiyevidi is not Yaitzei? So the Sasema says the Gemara at this point clearly thought, and I have a meaning here, Yamat Bishleim on this line, the Gemara clearly thought that if Bishas HaSakon Menichal Shachana Bidayoi is on Abracha, it's only Kadesh Alok Tishtakach, just to have a Zechel and Mitzvah's Menorah. But you're not Yaitzei anything with that. That's why they thought that that was Pshat and Rabbi's memory. Hidlika b'mifnim, he lit the Ner Chanukah inside, and then he takes it out. V'atziyah l'akutz lo yosu v'loy klum, because hidlika b'mifnim is absolutely meaningless. There's zero. It's totally worthless. There's no mitzvah at all. Just as zeicher.
I mean, why is he doing it inside? Because he's afraid.
No, let's say no shas hasakana.
No, sorry.
He takes it outside.
He lit it inside, then he puts it outside. So since the hadlaka was the psul, say not yotzei. So this Gemara clearly thought that Hadlaka al Shulchanai is Gonish Vet Yinad Yetzir. But then the Gemara comes to the final pshat that this member of Rava doesn't indicate anything. It's a different reason, doesn't show anything. So once you get to the other reason, then you are free to say whatever you want about Mishas Vasakana Michal Shulchan Abdai. Then you can say that it's only Zechel Mitzvah Hadlaka. You can say it is a Mitzvah Hadlaka. So that's the Shaila Halacha Lamaisa. So Tosfos says, the Bizman Azeh, we're all Madlik Bibifnim. That's the Tosfos on Chof Aleph from the days. The Tosfos, the Eloy Adlik Madlik. So the last three lines in Tosfos, they say, Lirin Nireh, Azatov is manazein lochish masay adlik. It doesn't matter whether you light early at night, late at night. Why? Because onu elanu hakera lebnei abayish ariyana madlikim ibifnim. We all light inside with the bracha. Everybody lights inside with the bracha. So the Ri says beferish like that. That hadlakim ibifnim yoytze b'diyevet. It's just lachatchili should be madlik mi bachutz, but b'diyevet yoytze b'mifnim. But the Gemara is Havamina on Chof Beis and Beis. The Havamina clearly was that even B'dievet you're not Yotze. The Ri apparently holds that once you get to the Maskone, there's no Hechrich to say that anymore. When they moved back into Teretz Yisrael, in Europe, they never used to be Madlik Mibachutz. When they moved back to Teretz Yisrael, so they started to be Madlik Menoyeris outside of Pesach Habayis. So one of the big Dayonim, there was a Galatian, a Poisik lived in Tel Aviv, by the name of Dayan Ehrenberg. Has very good, very strong tshuvas. The chief rabbis, he was in the Rabbanut, and the chief rabbis used to ask him shailas. So he has in his first volume of Dvar Yehoshua, of his Shailas Tshuvas, he made a big hit in a negative way. He wrote a tshuva that they're not Yotze. Those who light outside are not Yotze. And he quotes the Lashon from the Rishonim, Anad Gemore, B'shas HaSakana Menichal Shulchan V'dayoy. So he quotes the Miri and several others have a loshen umishas hasakana be'elach minichal shulchan v'dai. So he teaches what it means. So still, it's the same thing. The same thing. Yeah. Says no. He claims that what it meant was that the original takana was to be madlik mibachutz. But if and when a sakana will occur, then we change the takana, and we want everybody to be madlik mibifnim. So even after the sakana goes away, you're not yetzi if you're madlik mibachutz. You gotta be madlik mibifnim, because that was the original takana. That's what he wrote in his first chelik. So everybody jumped on him and they all disagreed. And everybody said, Adarabi, your madlik mibachutz is better. So in the second volume, has three chalokim of Dvar Yehoshua. So in the second volume, he writes a few tshuvas to defend what he wrote in the first volume. He keeps on insisting, no. He quotes more Rishonim, more Rishonim. He dug up more Rishonim, we'll have that loshen. Nishas ha-sakana ve'elech. He insists that if you're madlik mibachutz, bizman hazeh you're not yotze. That was part of the original takana. That if and when a takana shall come, the nature of the takana changes and everybody has to be madlik mibifnim bedaf. The pashtus is not so about it. Pashtus is it's always better to light outside.
Many people die.
It's a problem, why don't we? The achrayim already, the gedolim ask already in Europe. They had a Jewish ghetto. There were no goyim roaming around, and even where there were goyim, they got along very well with the goyim. There wouldn't have been any takana if they would have lit outside in the streets. How come by the frumi yidin no moisa nefesh v'shmiris ha-mitzvahs? So why didn't they light me bachutz? So the Sfasemis quotes from some early Hasidic Rebbe. He says the idea behind lighting the neiris ha-menorah is that the neiris of the menorah are representative of limud ha-Torah. As if we need a shmirah Pesach HaBayis to keep out the outside influence, the Hellenistic secular influence from the street. We want to keep it out that it shouldn't enter in our house. So they say, the early Chassidish Rebbe said, Baba de Sena Haram, we have already the secularism in our homes. They didn't have any television, they didn't have any newspapers, they didn't have any magazines. They say we already have it in the homes, so we have to be modeling the minority in the homes to chase out. To chase out the Sfasemis quotes from the early Chassidish Rebbe.
By the chalon, is that somewhat like outside? You're not putting out.
That's a different.
Wherever you'll get more people to see it, if there'll be more person, maybe so. Theoretically, she really light in Times Square, so you have many more people will see. But then you're not Yotze, because the takana was you have to be madlik the base side. So that's the Shaila half, and the Mishnah Berurah has the Shaila half. The further away from the bias that you're madlik, so the more pisumi nisul you have. But if it's too far away, then it's not been starved to the bias. So how close does it have to be to the bias that you should be yoytze? So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tesis on Chaf Aleph on the base. Tesis dima mascha mitzvah lahanicha al Pesach beis amibachut. So Rashi takes it literally, Pesach beisai. You have to light the menorah al Pesach, either ba bayis or al Pesach habayis. If you light it in the chotzer, take shenish. If you have a bayis, if you have, let's say, a few batim in a chotzer around it. They used to have a chotzer with several batim in it, and then they had a mavui that the chatziris would open up into. So Rashi's shita is that you have to be madlik al Pesach habayis. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. And the Tosfos chafalof and beis di ramatzchol mitzvah lahanicha. And Tosfos quotes from the Gemara of Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says a chotzer sheyesh lo shnei psachim tzricha shtei neiros. The Gemara says there's a problem on marasayin. If you're just going to light on one side, not on the other, so the people on the other side will think that he didn't do the mitzvahs hadlokas neiros chanukah. So the Gemara talks about a chotzer, doesn't talk about a bayis sheyesh lo shnei psachim. Talks about a chotzer. The Tosfos says you see from the Gemara that the more correct place to light is al Pesach HaChotzer, not al Pesach HaBayis. I think Mara has here mitzvah l'anicha al Pesach Beisam Mibachut. Why doesn't it say al Pesach HaChotzer? The Tosfos says we're talking about a Hechetimse where his bayis borders on the street. He doesn't have a chotzer surrounding the bayis, so then he has to be madlik al Pesach HaBayis. But if he has a chotzer around the bayis, it's preferable to light al Pesach HaChotzer, not al Pesach HaBayis. So more people will see, you get more pisuminis. Either al Pesach HaChotzer, or anywhere in the Chotzer, or al Pesach HaBayis Mibachutz, or anywhere in the Bayis. The furthest out you can light, you want to light as far out as possible to gain the maximum pisuminis. So Tosfos claims the furthest place you can light is Pesach HaChotzer. If you light it in the Chotzer, it's about it closer to my home. If you light up Pesach HaBayis, it's about it closer, you just have less pisuminis. But you should light it as far away as possible to have maximum pisuminis.
Some chotzer in the Gemara had more than one bayis, at least two batims.
Right.
There were six batims, so all six were supposed to light at the pace
yeah.
of
Al Pesach HaChotzer, yeah. That's how Tosfos learns. Each one is supposed to light Al Pesach HaChotzer.
Maybe what's a Pesach HaBayis, where he has, where's the only one? No.
So that's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber paskens like Tosfos that it's preferable to light Al Pesach HaChotzer, not Al Pesach HaBayis. And the Mishnah Brura points out that not everybody agrees. That Rashi and a small group of Rishonim disagree with Tosfos. They hold that you're not yet Al Pesach HaChotzer. That's the Shaila Bizman Hazeh. In Hilchas Erevin, we have also in the beginning, the first daf in Erevin, you have a difference between a bayis and a chotzer and a mavui. There's slightly different halachas over there. So there are more rights in the name of the Truma Sadesh in the middle of Hilchas Erevin that Bizman Hazeh ain't lona din chotzer. We don't have a din of chotzer. Bizman HaGemara used to have a few batim, and then an enclosed area around a few batim, and the people would use the area of the chotzer to make a picnic. They would sit and do their homework there. They would sit and shmooze. They would do malachas there. So that had the status of a chotzer. Bizman Hazeh, there are more rights in the name of the Truma Sadesh in Bizman Hazeh. What do you do? Let's say I live in an apartment building. So we have a hallway, and we have a few apartments around the hallway. Nobody uses the hallway for anything. Some of the religious people eat the chametz, because sandwiches there on Leil B'dikas Chametz. Because the balabasters don't want the kids to make crumbs in the house. So once a year they eat sandwiches there. But that's abnormal. Normally no one does any hishtamshis in the hallway. They never have any get-togethers. So if, according to that Ramah, they ain't lona din chotzer bizman hazeh. So then one could argue the point and say that even Tosfos would agree to Rashi that bizman hazeh he cannot be madlak al Pesach HaChotzer. Ain't lona din chotzer bizman hazeh. That's what they quote from the Chazon Ish. That the Chazon Ish made the tushtel between Hilchas Erevin and Hilchas Chanukah, that he said that since the Ramah quotes the Truma Sadesh of bizman hazeh, we don't have the status of a chotzer because we don't really use it for hishtamshus shotzniyas at all. You just carry your packages and you leave it in front of the door for a second until you open the door, and then you go in. Nobody really uses the chotzer for anything. So if there's no din chotzer, so even Tosfos will agree that you cannot be yotze if you light it anywhere far away from the house. You can only be madlik mamish al pesach beisim mibachutz v'tefach hasamach lepesach are in the house in the chalon, are in the house mamish.
What if those who do have a chotzer and use it in their front yard and they play and they have pickings in the front yard, and that would be
because we have it. Okay. Then Shaila said, yeah, let's say in dormitories, in yeshiva dormitory, they use the halls of the dormitory much like more. They use it like a regular room. Yeah, they use it very much. They walk around half undressed there, and they're always schmoozing and everything. So that could be that the hall of a dormitory is different. Could be. That would have the status of a chutz. Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba that if you have two choices, where to be madlik neres Chanukah, whether b'makom achila or b'makom shino, the place where you sleep or the place where you eat, so he says that the makom achila is odd, that you should light the neres Chanukah and the place where you eat. So some. He doesn't talk about Shabbos. He just has about Chanukah. He doesn't give any Marmei Kaimis. That's the whole Shuvah Sarajbo. It's one line. He doesn't add on anything more than what there are more quotes in his name. Those are the Gans of Shuvah. So some people think that what he's saying is that you should light the nearest Chanukah in the kitchen as opposed to the bedroom. But the Pashto says that that's not what he's talking about. He's talking a person has two different Mekaimis. He has two different apartments. Let's say a lot of the boys in Yeshiva are like that. They eat in the cafeteria all the meals, but they sleep in the dormitory, they sleep in an apartment. They never eat any meals in the apartment, they never sleep in the cafeteria. So they have one building where they eat all the meals, and then a building three blocks down or five blocks away where they do the sleeping. And the Bizman HaGemara, they have Gemaras that discuss HaShechet Timtzeh. Talk about yeshiva students or about a big family that they all eat together, but then they don't have enough room for everybody to sleep, so everybody sleeps in their own apartment. Then when it comes to eating, so they all eat together. So the Pashto says that that's what the Rashba is discussing. If you have two different mekaymos, one is the makom achila, one is the makom hashina, which one is called beisa, which one is called beis dira? There's a new chaloshen beis dira.
Same thing for halakha.
Oh, so the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, has long arichas in the Magen Avraham, has long discussion of halakha neir Shabbos, all the same. All the dinim of Chanukah are taken to Shabbos, all the dinim of Shabbos taken to Chanukah, and all of the dinim are rooted in the Gemara and the Sukkah in the end of Erevin, on Daf Pei Gimel, where the Gemara and Erevin discusses for the purpose of Tchum Shabbos. Everybody has a Tchum Shabbos. So let's say if a person lives in a city, the whole city is considered like Dalet Amos, and then he has Alpayim Amos Michutz Liyah. Let's say he doesn't live in the city, he lives in a farm. And he has one building over here where he sleeps, and one building over here a few blocks away where he eats. So which is considered his makom that he has the alpay mama around the mosque and chapan afkemina, a few blocks this direction and that direction. So the Gemara has a machlekes Rav Shmuel about this. If you have one place is the makom achila and one place is the makom shino where he sleeps, so which is considered the beis dira? So the Gemara there has rules and regulations. So the Gemara says whenever one is clearly more comfortable than the other, then the one that's more comfortable certainly wins. The Gemara says that the Talmidim fled Nes and Teg by the Balabatim. So they didn't enjoy it, because the Balabatim used to treat them like stepchildren. They never really gave them food. They gave their own children food. And they really felt very uncomfortable eating by the Balabatim. And then when they slept in Yeshiva, they enjoyed it. So the Gemara says there, everybody would agree that the Makom Shina is Iker, because it's much more comfortable, it's much more pleasant there. Or the Magen Avraham, the Marshal says, Let's say in a hotel, everybody eats in one place. You have 700 people eating in one place, and then the sleeping is private. So we sleep privately. So the Magen Avraham says, if the makom achila is public and the makom shina is much more private, then the room that's more private is memela going to be much more comfortable. You'll enjoy that much better. Usually, sometimes not, but usually you'll enjoy the makom shina because of the privacy much more than the makom achila. So if the one of the two is much more comfortable than the other, or more private, is memela more comfortable, then that one is called the beis dira. That's the beis on. Or let's say.
It should be relative to the person.
Enoch and Ami,
it is. Your own relative, and then you would have to say that mine is more
important. No, but if you have so many other people, you can't sing mirrors, it's noisy, it takes so long to get the meals. The private apartment is much more comfortable. So if one has more privacy than the other, that's called basal. That's how the Gemara says. Same thing with the Gabi Shabbos. Yeah, you should be madlik nere Shabbos the basal. So the basal is the apartment that's more comfortable or more private, right? So you shouldn't light in the dining room. A lot of the hotels, they have one spot where everybody lights the candles. So that's neither here nor there. It's nothing. So the Pashto says you should light on an electric bulb in your own bedroom. You can't leave a candle in there. The whole place can burn down. So most of the Pashtim in Europe were makel that if you have a Shas HaTchak, you can say the Bracha La'alik Ne'eshel Shabbos or Yontif on an electric bulb. Chanukah is a Shailim. Most of the Pashtim have that you cannot be Yetzir Ne'eres Chanukah on an electric bulb, because it has to be similar to the Beis HaMikdash. These amigdosh, they used to have shemen, a liquid shemen. They didn't just you have to have shemen of psilo. Over here, by an electric bulb, just have a psilo that's burning. You don't have any shemen. But the Neir Shabbos, most of the poskim in Europe held like the Tshuva's Beis Yitzchok, like a Yitzchok Shmelkish, that you can't be Yotze Hadlokas Neir Shabbos V'yontif with an electric bulb. So if you have a Shas Hadchak like this, the person is in a hotel. Fluorescent, probably not. So fluorescent is no filament that's glowing, so just that the gas is lit up. So that probably not. But if you have an electric bulb that has a filament, so the Pashtus is most of the poskim held that you can't say a bracha.
It's a shalom bayis, so why can't it be a fluorescent?
There are different ways to make shalom bayis. They only made the takana of reciting a bracha l'hadlik ner, shel Shabbos. If it's a ner has to be a filament that glows. Or let's say the family is only visiting tonight, they're eating Friday night by somebody else, then they're going to go back to sleep in their own apartment. Or we go to visit someone on Hanukkah, we eat by them one meal, we celebrate together, then we're going home, we're going to sleep in our own home. So the place that we're eating tonight is only B'Yikroi. The place where we're going to sleep is going to be Amokam B'Kviyas. So if the same night you have two Mekaymas, one is Kavua, one is Yikroi, so the Pashtus says that the one that's Kavua wins. Doesn't matter whether it's the Mokam Shin or Mokam Achila. Whichever one is the more Kavua is the one that's going to win. If everything else is equal, you have two Mekaymas on the same night, you have Mokam Shin and Mokam Achila. They're both equally private. They're both equally comfortable. And they're both equally kavua, they're both equally aroi. So then, in that case, that's the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. And then the Rajba paskins, that's the way we paskin in Hilchos Eruvin. The makam achila, zikah, doesn't mean you always have to be madlik in the dining room, as opposed to lighting in the bedroom. He's not talking about dining room and bedroom of the same apartment. He's talking two different apartments. The makam achila is in one place, and the makam shina is in another. Let's say I'm a guest by somebody for a few days of Hanukkah, and I'm sleeping in one apartment and I'm eating in a different apartment. So which is, they're both equally comfortable and they're both equally private and so on. So which one wins? In such a case, that's the psak of the Ramah, b'shem ha-rajbua, that the makam achila, the place where I eat is considered more beso than the place where I sleep.
What is the maximum use of you have in a living room, let's say, another room where you're facing the Rosh Hashanah? That be preference over having it in your dining room where no one sees it.
Whichever apartment you're lighting, you should light in such a way that the maximum, to have maximum pisuminisa. But if you have a toss up between two different requirements, I can either light here or light here. So if the halacha is kaveh that this one is more beso, then you should light in the one that's more beso and try to get the maximum pisuminisa you can have there. Unless it's just impossible to light there, let's say an yeshiva, they don't have all the yeshivas, because every yeshiva suffered the sreifas over the last 30 years. Every yeshiva suffered hezek, and some people got killed in some of these sreifas in yeshivas. So that's why they don't allow anybody to light in any of the dormitory rooms in all the yeshivas. So if you can't, you can't. So you got to figure out some other makom. You got to figure out the makam achila, but you can't just be madlik. See, madlik somewhere else. Madlik in the lounge of the madlik in the lounge is, has no shaykh.
That's like in public place.
Yeah, that's like lighting in Times Square.
In the room,
it's going to
electric.
Yes, the Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're electric. That most of the poskim hold is good. Chanukah, most of the poskim hold madlik on electric is no good. Rather, Rav Chaim Oizer has a tshuva. He says he can be madlik neris Chanukah also on electric. But most of the poskim held not so. Most of the poskim followed Rav Yitzchak Shmelkish that the electric bulb is only acceptable for Shabbos and Yom Tov and not for Chanukah, because you need Dumi the Mikdash. It has to be similar to the Beis Hamikdash.
Comfort is what you think is comfort.
In determining whether the Mokam Achila is the Beis Dira or the Mokam Shina where he sleeps, so the Gemara says one of the factors to determine when there's a conflict is whichever is more comfortable. The one that's more comfortable is the one that's beso. You can't have two places called beso. It's either one or the other. Igmar has to be again to Tchum Shabbos. Which place is his beso that you measure the Tchum Shabbos? Igmar has it also been again to Eruvi Chatzeris. That if you have a lot of Yidin living in the same apartments, everybody has to participate in the Baksamatis. Everybody has to have a Shutvis. So what if one Yid only sleeps here? He eats all the meals in another place and he only sleeps in this hallway. Does he have to participate or not? Is this called Beis Dira? The Gemara says that's the same machlokes Rav Shmuel applies over there. So this issue as to which is the Beis Dira is relevant in again to determining which is his Beis Dira for Tchum Shabbos purposes, which is the Beis Dira in again to Erev Echad Seret that he has to participate. And where is he madlik neres Shabbos? And where is he madlik neres Chanukah? The Shulchan Aruch puts all four together. It's one shaila that applies to all four cases.
In other words, there are those who light just candelabras in the Fifth Avenue, wherever it is.
No, they're not yetzay. They have to be madlik babayis. The shaila is that the same as the shul? That's the shaila. The Shulchan Aruch says there was an old minhag in the days of the Rishonim to be madlik the Beis HaKnesses bibracha, and even though nobody's yetzay with that, the minhag was that all the shuls they were madlik. So that's the shaila. What is that based on? So some they give different. The Beis Yosef quotes different Rishonim give different reasons. Some Rishonim say the reason why is because the shul is a mikdash miyad. They make a zechel a mikdash. If that's the reason, shul is a mikdash miyad, then it doesn't apply in the middle of Times Square. It's only the Beis HaKnesses where it has the status of mikdash miyad. Other Rishonim say a totally different term, that the Gemara says in the end of Pesachim that why do you say kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses? Is machlokes Rabbi Shmuel whether they need kiddush b'makom suda or not. So he's asking, you're not yet to kiddush. If you say the Kiddush, Shaloi b'makom suda, if you're not going to eat right away after the Kiddush. Supposed to eat right away. It's not supposed to have conversation, not supposed to start schmoozing. Right after Kiddush, you should go to wash. Unless it's such a long line, you have a few hundred people. So you have to wait anyway, so you're allowed to talk. It's not a din, you're not allowed to be mafsik. But if there's nobody waiting online, so he's supposed to go to wash right after the Kiddush. Says that the Sikha is also considered a Havsok, it's considered a violation of Kiddush B'mokum Sunnah. You have to go right away to wash to have the Sunnah. So the Gemara asked Akasha, since we passed him that you require Kiddush B'mokum Sunnah, so why do we recite Kiddush in Shul if nobody's Yotzi anyway? So the Gemara says, to be Motzi the Yorchim Yidei Chayvosa. So why do we still continue to recite Kiddush B'zmana? Is there in Shul, many Shuls? So the Rambam and other Rishonim say that they instituted originally because of the Yochim, and then they made a Takana, so today it remains, the Takana remains Bizmanas also. So that's what a small group of Rishonim say, that's the idea behind Hadlokas Neres Chanukah the Beis HaKnesses, that they used to have Orchim who slept in the shul. So for those who sleep in the shul, that's Taka Beiso, that's the Mokum Shina, the Mokum Achila, that's everything. So they used to be Madlik and Menorah in the shul to be Moitzi the Yochim, the same as the Kiddush. And even though now we no longer have that, so the same as the Kiddush. Once they made a takana, even though the motivation for the takana was to be Moitzi the Yorchim, but once they made such a takana, so the takana remains binding even if you no longer have Yorchim. The only shaila is that you have a lot of shuls where they don't say Kiddush, and they do Madlik Neres Chanukah. So that's not that reason. So they rely on the other reason. They hold from the other reason because it's a Mikdash Miyat. Or, on a third, other Rishonim say a third reason. Nothing to do with Mikdash Miyat, and nothing to do with the Yorchim, to be Moitzi Yorchim, Dechayvosam. Rather, just to get more Pirsumi Nisa. Since if you light in a public place, many more people will see, so there's going to be more Pirsumi Nisa. So you should do that, and even though nobody's Yotze with that, you should do that also. So that's a Shaila. Would that make sense to light in Times Square? So this is more Svara. Yeah. The light in Times Square, you have more people. And others, Taina no, Rav Soloveitchik used to Taina like that, and Rav Moshe Feinstein held like that, and Diane Weiss, and Leila Haredes has a tshuva. They held that the minig in Shulchan Aruch to be madlik, to accomplish Pesumi Nisa, is only the Beis HaKnesses. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, in conjunction with the Tzibur Shel Tfilah, it has to be a Hadlaka B'Tzibur, as opposed to Hadlaka B'Yechides, should be a Hadlaka B'Tzibur, but the Tzibur doesn't stop mean 10 Yidin reading the Morgen Journal, that was his lotion, 10 people sitting and reading the Morgen Journal. On an airplane between Mincha and Meira. The Pashto says that you shouldn't, if you want to light it without a bracha, but the Pashto says you shouldn't light it with a bracha. Probably wouldn't let you light. Some recommend you should light an electric bulb. Not mechuyev, you should take along a little flashlight and light electric bulb. You have to go stand on your head, but not to be yotzei anything. And the lights are on anyway in the airplane. So what do you accomplish? Yes, ashraga b'tihara. I thought it was a ridiculous goal. I understand. Rav Shlaim Zalman had a machlekes with Rav Elyashe. They told me. For the soldiers mamish in the field, and there's no bias, they're sleeping in trenches and they're eating in the forest. So Rabbi Yasha said they shouldn't be madlik at all. There's no base of nothing. If somebody will have an Ner Chanukah, let them say Birchas HaRayim. But if someone, no one's going to have an Ner Chanukah, they're garnished. And Rabbi Yasha said, let them light without a bracha, let them light where they're sleeping. So that's like without a bracha, because not the Beis HaKnesses. Yeah. He also knew you're not Yitz. Let them light the Shulchan Aruch. Let them light. It says in Shulchan Aruch that it's
Shishtaka.
Okay, that's Beis. Then it's Beis.
Do you have any opinion of Pesum Minister Legabe, the world, the Goyim, or the Pesum Minister among Jews?
Well, they don't hold this one.
That's a shaila. The Gemara says you light the menorah in the street, that should tichle regel min ashuk, as long as people are still roaming around. So the Gemara says, who is the tichle regel min ashuk? I'm chalfala from the base. The Gemara says that the kal yarigle the talmudoi, the goyim who used to. Rashi says the talmudoi are goyim. They used to sell logs that everybody would buy. So Rav Soloveitchik gives the lime shot in this Gemara with Rashi that the Pesuminis is for the Goyim, that the Goyim should see.
Yeah.
Everybody else learns Pashup shot, not so.
If they sell, the Jews go out.
When the Goyim were selling the logs, so the Jews would be buying the logs, so the Jews would be roaming around. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a hold to Rashi, he used to speak about this. Why is it over here that only by Ner Chanukah we're interested in the Pesuminis or the Gabi the Goyim? And by Arba Kaisis and by Mikra Megillah, we're not interested in Pesumi Nisi Legabi the Goyim, only the Gabi. So he gave a whole Hezbra Al Bitrush, Al Pidrush. And Shaila, is that really so? The Pashtus, the Paskim seem to assume not so. The Pashtus says that the Pesumi Nisi is only the Gabi the Yid, not the Gabi the Goyim. There's a Shaila regarding the Mikra Megillah of Chanukah. Is Mikra Megillah an act of Pesumi Nisi? No, because there was a Nes Chanukah that occurred. So the Chachamim were misaken that you should recite Hallel, but it's not that it's an act of Pesumi Nisa. It's a Shaila Halacha Lemaisa has a relevant ramification. The din is that all mitzvahs and sazman groma noshim apturus. So women are exempt from reciting Hallel on Shalosh Regalim. That's a Gemara Sukkah. That women are not mukhiyif to recite Hallel. And if the husband doesn't know how to say Hallel, and the wife has to say for him, so she cannot be mitzi him with shemeh kaina. He has to say word for word after her everything that she says. And the Gemara says, "Tova me'era, a curse should befall the person that doesn't know how to say the Hallel on his own, that he has to have his wife say. He has to say word for word with the wife." So Tosfos comments are not Gemara. Women are exempt from every Hallel. They never have to say Hallel. What about Pesach night? Pesach night, the Chayv and
Arbikosis.
So Tosfos says Pesach night, Mistama, just like the Chayv and Arbikosis, Mistama, they have to say the Hallel also. The whole CPT is Mitzrayim. The Tosfos says because that's really Pesumi Nisa. So a group of Achrayim say based on that Tosfos in the end of Sukkah, that just like Tosfos says, that the Hallel on Pesach night is Pesumi Nisa. So there's room to argue the point and say that the Hallel on Chanukah is also Pesumi Nisa. So women should be mechuyif to recite the Hallel on Chanukah. Women should have to say Hallel. Let's say that women don't always daven so much, but maybe we should tell them that the Hallel, a lot of women do say Hallel. So Hallel on Shalosh Regalim, the Gemara says they're not mechuyif to say. So if they want to volunteer, so there's a machlokes whether they're permitted to say the bracha or not. So Ashkenazim follow the Rabbi Natan, that the women do say a bracha on all the mitzvahs and shazman grama. They bench esrik. Not just they do natilus lulav and esrik. They bench esrik. They say the brachas. So by Yosef Minig is that the women say the bracha on Hallel on the Shalosh Regalim also. But on Chanukah, it could be that the mamish mechuyif to recite Hallel on Chanukah. The Rambam writes the Ferish Natsa. The Rambam has all the dinim of Hallel in the middle of Hilchas Chanukah. The Rambam writes the women are never mechuyev in any Hallel period. And he's talking about Chanukah. It's in the middle of Hilchas Chanukah. So the Rambam is the Ferish like that. Whether Tosfos agrees or disagrees with the Rambam is a question. But the Rambam is the Ferish that women are exempt from all Hallel. So that's why by the Sfarad Shepaskim, they follow the Rambam's opinion that a woman is not mechuyev in Hallel. And they follow the Rambam's opinion that a woman is not permitted to recite a bracha when she volunteers to perform a mitzvah with Shazman Groma. So they say even if the woman wants to recite Hallel on Chanukah, Gizunt Ahed, but she shouldn't say a bracha because she can't say Kiddushan of the mitzvah of the Tzivam. The Hallel on Chanukah, the Gemara says, is Medina. So you mechuyev to recite Hallel Shalom, not Stam Chatzi Hallel. Some of the Bali Atesis had a meaning that they said a different bracha. When they said Chatzi Hallel on Shchodesh, they would say Shekirishana the Mitzvot and Tzivano Likro as a Hallel. And whenever you mechuyev to say Hallel Shalom, they used to say Shekirishana Mitzvot and Tzivano Likmor as a Hallel. And now the minig is not so. We always say Likro as a Hallel. So Taisa says because we're concerned, we may miss a word. You're going to miss a word. So Di Bamisha Bracha Bracha Vatol. You said Likmor as a Hallel, and you left out one word. Lemaisa, many people do leave out one word. Lemaisa, many people mispronounce the word. Lefnei Elokai Yaakov. So a lot of people pronounce it Ha A hey with a patach is usually pronounced ha, unless it comes at the end of a word. So it should be ah instead of ha, like koach. You don't pronounce kocha, since the ches with the patach comes at the end of the word, so we know that it's pronounced koach. So the same over here, the correct pronunciation is ah instead of ha. Yeah, I mentioned there was a balabas in my neighborhood who every year would get a letter from the Lakewood Yeshiva. So in the English, the Lakewood Yeshiva, the official name is Beis Medrash Govoha, G-O-V-O-H-A. So it should really be Govoha, G-O-V-O-A-H. So he would always circle it in English and send it back, and he would write when they'll correct the spelling, he'll be happy to give them a donation. And he still didn't correct it. It's really misleading. That's not the correct. The word Govoha is not supposed to be pronounced Govoha.
Same thing. What should they say?
Elo, and the next syllable is ah, like aleph, ah, like ko ah. You don't say kocha. See, here also it's a problem. A lot of people talk to do miss that word. They mispronounce the word. It's like leaving out a word. Kemat like leaving out. Probably I'd say anyway, but the other because the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah in Brachas has a machlokes hatanaim, korav lo dikdik the oisiyosel. Let's say a person reads Krishna and he mispronounces some of the words. If he mamish mispronounces the words and guns in the wrong word, so he's takanat yotze. But if he's not so careful in the pronunciation, it's a little bit incorrect. But basically, if he's going to say eloka, people will know what the correct word is. It's a common mispronunciation. So mistamah b'diyevet, he would be yotze. But still our practice is that we say likro sahalo because of that concern. We may leave out one word or one syllable, in which case it'll be a devish karm. We didn't do the ligmar. So we choose to say ligmar, likro sahalo.
I don't say the kabonis because it says, I have misa.
The Gemara in the end of Maseches Tainis says regarding kriyas hahalel, and Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says, Kriyas Ahalel Rosh Chodesh, lav deraisi. The Gemara says, not even the Rabbanan, it's only a minute, but the Gemara says, Kriyas Ahalel Rosh Chodesh, lav deraisi. So, some Rishonim and Achrayim are medayik from the Gemara, but Kriyas Ahalel on all other occasions is deraisi. When is that? On Chanukah. Kriyas Ahalel Chanukah is deraisi. That's what the Chassam Sefer holds. He writes that Kriya Sahala Chanukah is deraisa. How is it deraisa? Oh, so he says, but the nest did occur. There was a nest. And the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Yudalot Amin Aleph, that from the fact that the Torah recorded Oz Yashir in Parshas Bishalach, you see that the Rabbanu Shel Olam approved of singing Shira in conjunction with the nest of Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Gemara says, in Mitzrayim they weren't killing the Eden. It was just the Yotzim Yavdus Lacheris. At the time of the Melchemes HaChashmonoim, Kozman, they didn't revolt against the Yevonim. They weren't killing Jews. They were just trying to cause them to violate Lavirim Teresechala. But once they started a war, then it was Mamish Lahashmid. Then they were killing. Then people were losing their lives. So the Gemara says, well, it's a Kavachaymer. If you have a Yeshua in a Hatzola, Me'abdus Lacheres, the Torah records that they said Shira as Yashir, so Me'abdus Lachayim, like Kolshikin. So the Chassam Sefer says, Nula Kolshkin is a Kalvachaymer. Kalvachaymer is from the Menirish Alternate Rashis Ben. So he says it's a Kalvachaymer from Oz Yashir. So that's a Drosha Gemura deraisa. So the deciding of Halach Hanukkah is deraisa. That's the Chassam Sefer. The Talmidei Chassam Sefer were all bothered with the Kasha that we learned the Gemara and Brachas on Daf Yudalid, but the Gemara says the fairy that Halach Hanukkah is the Rabbanon. The Gemara says in the middle of Krishna, the Redinim, when you're permitted to be mafsik, sometimes mitnei akovet, sometimes mitnei ayira, bena prokem, bemsa perek, all based on sukkim from Chumash. So the Gemara says, would the same dinim apply to Chanukah, to Halal or not? On the one hand, Halal Chanukah is only the Rabbanon, so maybe it's even more kal. Kriyashma is there, I say you have a heter to be mafsik, so Halal or Chanukah is only the Rabbanon, for sure you have a heter to be mafsik. On the other hand, maybe I should say that the Halal is for the purpose of Pirsumi Nisa. Sounds like the halal is pisumi nisa, like the shayla by the women with the mechut. Sounds like it is pisumi nisa. So the Gemara said, well, maybe since it's pisumi nisa, if you're going to be mafsik in the middle, maybe that'll destroy this aspect of pisumi nisa. So the Gemara has a discussion. So you see the favorite of the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about halal and Chanukah, and they say it's only the Rabbanan. So the Talmidei Chassam Sefer write about this kasha. How can the Rebbe make a mistake against the Gemara? So they say, no, the Rebbe is right about it, and the Gemara is wrong. The Rebbe is right that Halach Hanukkah is the Raista. But what you have to say for Halal, that you have to say these prokim and tilim, that's not the Raista. You have to say something, Oz Yashir. You have to some Shir Vashevach HaRebish. So the fact that you have to say all of these prokim from tilim, that's only the Rabbanon. So that's what the Gemara discusses. These specific prokim and tilim is only the Rabbanon. So you have a Kal V'chaimah that you can be mafsik from Kriyashma. Kriyashma to Din Derayis, you have to say this parasha. Shema Yisrael, Lehaftas Hashem Okecha. And nonetheless, you have a head to be mafsik, the Emtza Perek. So halal that you have to say so much is only the Rabbanon, you can zichah be mafsik. But other Gedolim, not Talmidim from the Chassam Seif, other Gedolim held that for not Gemara and Brachas, Daf Yudalid, is a Tiyufta against the whole Chassam Seif, is Obgifrek. That's how the Netziv writes in his commentary on the Shiltas. He holds that that the Chassam Sefer is against the Gemara. So because he's disagreeing with him, so he writes Hagoyim Mahatzarek Chassam Sefer. He writes Shvachim, and then he says that it's wrong. usually he doesn't write Hagoyim Mahatzarek. He wants Chassam Sefer, but here because he wants to disagree, so he gives a Sheva Hagoyim Mahatzarek. It's against the Gemara. Aye, but what about the Gemara Megillah Daf Yudalet? The Gemara is beferish that Oz Yoshev is the rice and you have a Kal V'chaimer. Mami Avdus L'Cheiris, you have to say Shiras and me Mavis L'Chaim L'Kolshkin. So the Netziv says no, they only said Oz Yoshev B'Shas Kriyas Yamsu. They don't say, we have a minik today, we have a Takara de Rabbanah that we read Kriyas HaTorah and Shvi Shatesa, we read Oz Yoshev every year, but that's not a Din D'Oraisa. So the Netziv says Halo B'Shas Hanes Avada, that's D'Oraisa. So Halo on the first Chanukah when they had the Ritzoch and Amochama, or whenever you have an Yitzchak and Amochama, Avada Halo will be Deraisa. Chassam Sofer is right on that account. But Halo Zechel Nes, every year in commemoration of the Nes, that's Beferish and the Gemara and Brachas Daf Yedava. That's only the Rabbanah. The Pashtus is that there are three different Mechayvim, at least three different Mechayvim Mahal. The Gemara says in Erechen on Daf Yud, the Mechayv to recite Halo on Sholosh Regolim stems from the Simchas Yontif. It's an aspect of Simchas Yontif. So that's what the Gemara says, there's no obligation to say halal on Shabbos because there's no mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos, only on Yom Tov. Then the Gemara asks, well, what about the Chanukah? The Gemara sounds as if Chanukah, there is no mitzvah of simcha. The Rambam says there's simcha on Chanukah, so the Mefarshim asks. This Gemara seems to contradict the Rambam. The Gemara asks, why do you say halal on Chanukah? There is no mitzvah of simcha. So the Gemara says, no, that's a different chiyuv, nothing to do with Simchas Yontif. It's not an expression of Simchas Yontif. That's halal Zechel Nes. So the way the Netziv puts it, the three different halalim. Halal B'Shas Hanes, everybody's masking that's the Raisa, that's Oz Yashir. Halal Zechel Nes, everybody's masking that's only the Rabbanon. And halal on Yontif, as an expression of Simchas Yontif, that's a machlokes, the Bahag and Tosis, where the halal on Yontif is the Raisa, the Rabbanon. The Bahag Shita is the halal on Yontif is the Raisa, and the Ramban supports the Bahag. And the Rambam and Tosis and most of the Rishonim hold that halal on Yontif is only the Rabbanon. But they're really three different halal. The halal on Yontif is sure the women are exempt. And the halal on Chanukah, that's the machlokes. Maybe that's a form of pirsumi nisa, so maybe the women are mechuyev in that.
What about the halal on Pesach night by Yajoyim? The halal is by Pesach night, is it a better night?
Some Rishonim say, like Ravelvela develops the whole notion in his Sefer on the Rambam, that the halal on Leil Pesach is considered halal b'shas hanes. Because b'chol davadar chayv anam liras esatz mekilu yat memitzrayim achshav, he has to have the feeling as if he just left Mitzrayim. So lefichach anachna chayovim lahalel, that's considered halal b'shas hanes. So if you follow those Rishonim, it may turn out to be a din d'oraisa.
The Kal V'chaimer that you said before is a little difficult because by Kriyat Shema, which is d'oraisa, you're allowed to stop the Emtzah Perek. But Shemoneh Esrei, which is the Rabbanan, there is, they're even allowed to...
Shemoneh Esrei is very little from Shunah, just a whole...
The Gemara says, yeah, that's different. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, but the Barta Bal, the Loi B'Tfilah. That the Heta to be Mapsik, the Heta to be Mapsik is only in the middle of Kriyashma, not in the middle of Tfilah. Because Tfilah is different. Tfilah is in the middle of Tfilah. The Chiyuv to Davin is only the Rabbanan. When a person Davins, the Davining is Zichah Derayis. Davin is Zichah Derayis.
It's not Rabbanan.
Have a key in Mitzvah Derayis.
Zicher,
a couple of weeks ago at the convention.